Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to a column titled, Everything King. Convoy shows how Canadian society has become sick, and letter to the editor titled, Letter. Saying protest is about freedom, makes it more egregious, both published February 1st. I have just finished reading the letter from Gary Mackin as well the column from Wendy King and I totally agree with both articles. When the convoy was initially announced, I had no real opinion either way. I didn't condemn the convoy until day two or three when it was very evident that these folks didn't want to end the mandate, but simply bring down the government of the day. And shame on Erin O'Toole for siding with these insidious morons. Imagine, once Minister for Veteran Affairs, as well as a veteran himself, devolving himself of what we stand for in Canada. The participants in this action in no way speak for me or anyone I have spoken with. And yes, it is definitely a water cooler issue. I totally understand they have issues, however if it is a border issue, they can't get into the US anyway without a passport. It seems their thoughts are more on rebellion than COVID. Should we still be in lockdown? Apparently 67 lives have been lost in Ontario as of Wednesday's announcement in addition to 60 plus the day before. Not sure you need to be a rocket scientist to understand the existing lockdown requirements. Ask a nurse who works in the ICU whether or not the patients were vaccinated, not listen to some verbal garbage from an online agitator. Nurses know the truth and, from what I hear from these folks, it is somewhere between 84 and 90% of the patients who are anti-vaxxers. In my opinion, all of the monies collected should be parceled out to food banks where it will do some actual good in our communities. And the convoy participants and supporters, fine them all $100,000 each. Give that amount to our healthcare workers who have worked tirelessly to save us all. Finally, I wonder how many of these supporters applied for and received CERB. They should have to pay it back. You are either with us or against us. It's time to make up your mind. Gordon H. Crawford Innisfil.